with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 1st of February. I've only just realised it's February.
It's 1st of February.
Where'd that come from?
It snuck up on us.
It just like, boom, there we go.
My dad always used to say, a kick and a punch, first of the month.
Yes.
He doesn't say that anymore.
Does he not? It is the 1st of February. Wow, that's it. January's over. People can stop complaining that January is the longest month in the year. I don't know about you guys, but it went super fast for me.
It went super fast, yeah. It's, well, A, incredibly busy at work. Everybody's back at work. And then picking up new clients as well. You know, so it's people are starting the year with a bang, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's actually been the fastest January I've ever felt in my entire life. It's gone crazy. Yeah.
You're like, oh God, I wish it was still January.
Yeah, I really do.
But it is. And as you can hear in the studio today, I have the fabulous Mark Goldfinch.
Hello.
As my co-host. Welcome back.
First time this year.
It is the first time. So happy new year.
Happy new year. Happy new February.
Yes.
Yes. Last time I was here, basically, we were knee deep in mince pies and Prosecco.
Exactly.
So it's all been cleared away.
It was the Christmas show. But you know, we're fast approaching our 100th show. So reason to bring the Prosecco out again.
Yes.
You get a telegram from the Queen.
Possibly. Maybe not. And our guest today is, I have to give him your full proper title
of
here.
Of course. Ben.
The young Ben Lambert of Maximum Media. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome, thank Ben. You. Thank you for having me.
He does put up with me calling him the young Ben Abbott.
I don't feel so young anymore. I feel like my beard is going grey just from running a business. So,
who is the old Ben Abbott?
I don't really know. I guess somebody who worked for somebody else.
Oh.
There you go. Go.
Yeah. Just they, not us. So you're
don't
the young
make
Ben
it
Abbott.
I'm the young Ben Abbott.
Complicated.
Yeah. No.
Because he always looks so young. And he is young.
I am
compared
young,
to all
right?
of us.
Younger.
Really.
Yeah.
No, he's just young. We're old, Mark. Come on.
It's really strange. There's almost a doppelganger of me. There's a Mark Goldfinch who is actually in Dunedin in New Zealand. So it's almost as far from here as you can possibly get on the planet.
I think there's like an accident claims lawyer who is also a Ben Abbott that's in like California. Because I couldn't get benabbott.com, which I was very disappointed at. And it's like, I'm pretty sure it's like a claims adjuster in California. And it's like a really cheesy advert as well, which is fantastic to watch.
Have you ever, silly question, but you guys have obviously Googled yourself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'd never done it before I started my own business. And then I'm quite cautious about what type of content is put out. So if I've got like a drunken uni night out that I don't want photos about, then I'm quite quick to try and kind of remove that from the public forum as much as possible.
Yeah, and some of it gets out of date. It's, you know, it was released with old, you know, with branding that was current at the time, which is now no longer valid. With maybe an organization that you don't particularly want to emphasize anymore, or you know, colleagues have moved on, so they don't particularly want. I had a call yesterday.
Yeah,
somebody who's kind of moved on a long time ago was just Googling, you know, what was on the internet about himself. And it's an old photo from, you know, 5 years ago, you know, doesn't fit his brand anymore.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy to take that down. So,
but I think that's the thing as well, though, and we're going to get onto these conversations about digital later, but art, you have to remember, whatever you put online, it will be
it stays
there.
Yeah.
Forever. Forever and ever and
it's
ever.
It's really interesting because my background's in history as much as languages. Mm. And so I love being a historian of the future.
Yeah.
What will they think in 100 or 200 years' time about what we're doing now? Will they actually find anything? Will the format still be valid? We might be completely like the Dark Ages to historians of the future if they can't read it.
Just imagine if they find a floppy disk
we're putting out.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know what to do with this anymore.
Yeah. It's just real. It's like the cloud. Well, what was that? You know, basically all this data completely lost. After the asteroid strike of 2150.
Yeah, exactly. It's gone.
The robots
but it's all right, it's up there, it's on the cloud, so it's fine. You know, they'll find it. We're going to be conceived where you're like, I'm on air, but I'm pointing to the sky. Yeah. But we do want to hear from you, the listeners, as well. Give us a tweet. We've had quite a few tweets. We're going to do some shout outs in a minute. But do tweet us at Bunker Extra with an X.
We've got time to read a few tweets.
Well, let's do this first bit first, and then we'll do it. We want to hear from you guys. Tweet us. You know, did you wish you were having a snow day today? How's your January been? Did it go fast for you or was it super slow? Did you get your tax returns in time? Give us a call in the studio on 01233 220035. 35 01233 220035. Give us a call, give us a text and a tweet to make sure we know that you're calling so we can answer the phone. And as always, you can email me at bunkerextrawithanx@gmail.com if you'd like to come on the show and share your business journey with us, or if you've got an event coming up that you want us to give a shout out. Now,
happy to do that. But also, can I just mention, if you're going to tweet, please use the hashtag BeExtra.
Yes. So BX. So we find you amongst our hundreds of tweets that we get. On last week's show, I was joined in the studio by a security expert, Richard Bell. He was giving us our, you know, first fright of the year with regards to security. But actually last week we was talking about the importance of making sure, obviously when you're working in another company, that your staff as well as you know how to deal with threats and something that comes through. Because sometimes it's all very well you have all these procedures in place, but if they don't know how to deal with it, so it's about more about being personal, which is very important. And our guests were Tracy Ferguson, and our extra guest was Lisa Settle. So Lisa came along and joined us last week.
Awesome show.
Which was great. It was lovely hearing from Tracy. Tracy's got an event coming up next weekend, which we're going to give a shout out about in a bit. But if you missed that show or any of the other shows, please remember you can go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and all of our shows are there. You can listen to them. Nearly 100. Actually, no, because we only started putting them on this website. At 40 or something, so but there's lots there. Plus what you can do is you can listen again, or you can download them as a podcast and take them wherever you go.
And we might be mentioning podcasts.
We shall be mentioning, hopefully. But yes, let's get on, have a look at those tweets. What's that out there?
Well, let's see who we've got first. Taking off, so Tao Zindi, TOWSIND, Bunker Extra, hi Amanda and gang. Can we get a shout out for at Tal Cindy, pronounced our not O? Sound of Spitfire has closed, but this is our new place for promoting independent music via podcasts. And the website is takingoff.co.uk.
Fabulous. Thanks for sending that through. Chris, we know it's you.
Okay. So who else we've got? We've got the young Ben Abbott.
The young Ben Abbott.
Athelbray. There's actually so many of them.
I know. Athelbray this morning have said, hi, Amanda and Mark. Yeah. Hope you've got your thermals on. Yes. And we don't tell anybody we had the heating on in here this morning. Looking forward to seeing you on Be Extra next week. Yes, we've got the Merrons on next week. Can you remind everybody about the employment law espresso session on the 25th of March? That's the day after my birthday. Yes, I'm going to start putting hints out there now. At Chilston Park. We've got a few spaces left for the 2-hour specialist event. £75 per person. That's fantastic. Details from Kate or DM. So Athelbray at athelbraeltd on the Twitter and give them a tweet. But I'm sure also Kate will be telling us more about that next week when she's on the show.
Great. What else have we got there? Tony Burke at Chips and Dinks.
I'm glad you said that this week, because every week I fall over.
I've got
that.
My teeth in this.
Yeah, I can't do it.
So, Tony, it's Friday. Don't forget to listen in or catch up with Business Bunker Extra. They'll give you a shout out and support your hashtag small business with information and expertise. We love Fridays. Yay. Thanks very much, Tony.
You know, I'm in trouble, and Tony's on in a couple of weeks. And I'm going to have so much. I have so much trouble with the business name.
It
comes out so wrong every time. But they're always listening. So that's Tony and Bev. We're going to give you a shout out as well, Bev. Bev is the brains behind the running of the organisation.
Yes. Okay. So we'll come to Tracy's event.
Yeah. Definitely. And then we've got a few others. We've got a shout out from Lisa Settle. Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for being on the show last week. She was a little bit of an extra, but it was really good because she was here to introduce us to Sue Plumtree, who couldn't join us on the show. And it was good hearing about her. And it's always lovely to have Lisa on the show in the studio anyway.
And of course, been doing the business diaries for so long. She just knows everybody.
Yes. Absolutely. Do keep those tweets coming in. We want to hear how you are, how your week's been, how your month's been. The Chic Stylist. Hello, Julie. Good morning. Have a fab show. Keep warm in the studio. I'm looking forward to being in next week. Please give a shout out to the Chic Stylist. So the Chic Stylist, if you need styling, if you need sorting and styling, not just your wardrobe, but your mind as well.
It's about confidence, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, being yourself, being professional, being confident.
There's nothing more important than confidence.
Exactly. Yep. It is the big thing. But keep those tweets coming in. We want to hear from you. We have got lots to cover. Oh, 10 Intelligence. Hello, 10 Intelligence. Good morning. Now, I'm thinking that's Callie. Good morning, Callie. You can easily learn about phishing scams by reading the advice given by our CCO. Okay, what's COO?
Chief Operations Officer.
Thank you. There's too many C's at CEO, COO, CTO.
I've got a favourite C-suite. I've got a favourite C-suite, and it's called the Chief Hearts Officer. Oh, yeah. And that is like my new favourite title for any job in HR. Yeah, a lot of firms are now hiring a Chief Hearts Officer to effectively take care of their employees. So a lot of it's a HR role, but it's more about the attitude of the staff, the mental health, and the just general kind of happiness levels and engagement levels as well.
So. Yeah, it's when you get to the C-suite, you can have so many sort of satirized.
The C-suite is anything with a C in the name.
So, Chief
Storytelling Officer is my favourite.
That's a good one. I like Robert Rose
from the Content Marketing Institute. He used to talk about, businesses should have a Chief Storytelling Officer. Because actually businesses need to view themselves with a journalist's eye if they're going to publicise themselves.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, there's so many though.
Literally, but that's ridiculous. It's so funny. People just make these up, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. But some it makes a difference, right?
It does. It makes me wonder.
Chief Marketing Officer, Chief Financial Officer, Chief Executive Officer.
Okay, and if you work for yourself, can you be all of them?
Yeah.
I'm just the chief.
Yeah, I'm CEO. I like to call chief. It Chief Epic Officer is for me because I'm not executive. So.
Oh, dear. So you learn something new every day. It's really funny, actually. And I think when I've never I've never worked in the corporate industry ever. You know, it's all a whole big, new, completely different world for me out there. Don't understand it at all. And I'm working with the Aspinall Foundation. We're putting on an International Women's Day event on the 8th of March, which we'll talk about in a minute. But we've been discussing, you know, putting it together and what we're doing. And it's quite interesting because Jane, who I'm working with from the Aspinall Foundation, is from a very corporate background. So her brain coming into it is very corporate. And obviously I'm coming into it with a small business background, an events sort of thing. And she went, right, what should we call it? Should we call it a conference? Should we call it an event? And I'm like, well, it's an event. You know, a conference is something big and it's huge. And she, but event sounds like it's, you know, something really small and internal, you know. And I'm like,
no.
It's really weird, though, the different mindset and trying to understand.
Yeah, you could use the same vocabulary. Well, you know, it's interesting as linguists, the same vocabulary can mean different things to different people.
Exactly.
And it's almost culturally sensitive. So somebody coming from a corporate culture has a different view of things happening the way that we do
exactly businesses. And interestingly, because you're so fond of languages, and corporate doublespeak is a language in itself. If you're an SME and you don't speak the same language, it can get very difficult at times.
It can for procurement,
yes, exactly,
actually even invoicing and things
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
so it's all rubbish, really. So we've got taking off. Chris is coming in. I'm a global operations director. So you're God. I just got that, Chris. Well done.
Tracy Ferguson has come back about her point about Googling herself. So she said, morning, everybody. Happy February from Tracy Ferguson. I Googled myself too last year, and I was second to a real estate lady in America. So many of my photos online, which is amazing. Interesting discussion on whether what you put out now will fit with your future branding.
Yeah, but how far ahead can you look? Ridiculous.
Yeah. I think, you know.
There are two ways of looking at it. Basically, you should take this, I always take the strategic view. Okay. So most people, they don't look more than 5 minutes ahead. You know, basically, I'll tweet something. But actually, because nothing is ever really deleted, everything is always available, you should just basically look and manage your information output as carefully as you can.
It's interesting, actually, the whole Oscars debate with Kevin Hart. I'm not sure if you guys saw that, but effectively he was scheduled to host the Oscars, and he was only going to be, I think, the fourth African-American man to ever do it. And somebody searched through his Twitter feed, and effectively like 5 years previously, he tweeted something that could be construed as homophobic, or there was this massive thing, and he stepped down. And he refused to do it because he didn't want to take away from the event. But, you know, it's that one tweet effectively ruined his opportunity to host the Oscars, or at least soured it.
I don't want to get political, but there are...
but you're going to.
I follow a lot of, you know, the reputational things that happen, and people have had their careers destroyed by a tweet that was found you know, from 10 years ago or, you know, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into the, you know, rights and wrongs of that, but the term they use for it is offence archaeology. So they're actually offence archaeologists who now go out and look, deliberately seek out things that they can then be offended at in somebody's, you know, ancient historic yes. back catalogue of tweets and
posts. And that's the thing, effectively they're just Twitter trolls, but, you know,
yeah, but
the archaeologists, yeah, that's the corporate yes, language yeah, exactly. for it, yeah.
But I think that's the thing as well, though, isn't it? Now we know better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But when it all started, we had no concept of it at all. As in, yes, people, you know, what I tweet now, people are going to look at in 10 years' time and judge me by it. We had no concept of that.
Well,
whatsoever.
When Twitter first came out, people were posting when they were on the toilet. So you think, well, you know, if that's going to come back and haunt you 10 years later, I don't know what will.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It's really interesting. The first few years that these, when Facebook started in 2007 and then Twitter, I think it was 2008 it started. For the first few years, I wasn't actually even allowed to use them because of the where I was in Iraq. Basically, we just weren't allowed to really tell anybody yeah. what we were doing. Or, you know, so there's no point looking at these things. So I didn't really start Facebook or Twitter properly for, you know, until, well after they'd started.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny come lately.
It's weird, yeah. I guess that's the thing, though, isn't it? Now we can take advantage of the fact that we do know, and so we can think forward and go, okay, you know, everything we put on social media. The McManuses were on a couple of weeks ago from AM Marketing, and that what they were saying is there's a website you can go to, I must get it off and post it, where you can actually find out what Google thinks of you. And basically, you know, whether you're male or female, how old you are,
yeah.
your preferences and all that type of thing, because it basically trawls your social media that you do or any searching that you do and all that type of thing and comes up and says, well, you know, you're female, you're 21, you're this and that. And it's...
And that's the product they're selling to advertisers.
Yes, yes, so exactly.
Us, basically. That's, yeah. That's yeah, the information yeah, exactly. they gleaned about us, which the advertisers... I mean, I use Adblocker, so I haven't seen an online ad for years.
But sometimes, I mean, and again, it's one of those things, sometimes it's beneficial to have that, and sometimes it's annoying. Because sometimes I do see an ad and go, oh, yeah, well, that's good. I was looking, yeah, that's quite good. And it's really good for leaving subtle hints for presents.
the remarketing, yes. Yeah. Yeah, you were looking for Radley handbag.
Exactly.
And then the Radley handbag follows you around.
Exactly.
Like, on your Facebook feeds. Yeah. Facebook, yeah, everything.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah.
It's great. But yeah, there's so much out there. It's crazy. Let's tell you what we're going to do, because we have this conversation we're going to take up again in a minute. But I do want us to quickly talk about dates for diaries. We've got some amazing events coming up over the next month.
2019.
So 2019. So you've got the next couple of weeks there, Mark. So give us a brief outlook. So these, get your date, your pens and paper ready, people. Put these dates in the diary. Some great events coming up over the next couple of weeks.
And I hope you have your calendar of choice to hand. Monday the 4th of February. So that's actually this Monday.
It is.
3 days' time. At the Grand in Folkestone, it's an evening event, 6 p.m. till 8:30. The filming of the Big Ideas show, Food for Thought. 5 wonderful guests lined up for our next filming session under the theme Food for Thought. And we invite you, listeners, and us.
You
and us. Everybody.
To join the discussion as part of the event audience on Monday the 4th of February from 6 till 8. So that's more details on Facebook, the Big Ideas show, run by the great Lou Batchelor.
Yes.
Grand at Folkestone.
Yeah, so it's a free. It's really interesting, actually. So, Liu is always looking out for people to interview on the Big Ideas show. It goes out across social media, but they've brought it to a different level now, and they've got audience participation and everything. So it's actually quite a fun and interesting thing to go along to. Mm. And obviously, they're always looking for audience members, and you might learn something while you're there as well.
Yeah, and
it's the Grand at Folkestone, so what a great venue.
Well, exactly, exactly. you need to do all of yours, because they're in date
Saturday
order.
The 9th, February, St. George Hotel, Chatham. Learn to love yourself and others. This is Tracy Ferguson. Do you want to feel more confident and enjoy better relationships? Are you looking for love? With Valentine's Day fast approaching, why not give yourself or a loved one the gift of getting to know yourself better, to understand what you need in a relationship and what it takes to create relationships where you feel loved, cherished and appreciated. Hosted by Tracy Ferguson, a career and personal development coach, and Sue Plumtree, a relationship coach and author, this workshop starts to explore what it takes for you to be happy on your own and in both romantic and day-to-day relationships. So that's for more details, book, visit Eventbrite, learn to love yourself.
Yes, so that's great. Tracy was on last week telling us all about that. So if you want to find out more, do go back and listen to last week's show.
Yep.
So it's great.
Yeah, Wednesday the 6th, Marsh Networking over Coffee. That's again Eventbrite. Look out for Marsh Networking over Coffee at Cinqport Arms, New Romney, 10 o'clock next Wednesday. Wednesday the 20th of February, getting towards the end of the month, at the Ashford Picture House. 7 p.m. This is a new venue, I think, for this. It's the Kent Ashford Digital Meetup. And I think this is Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron's right.
Yeah, so we'll be kicking off 2019 now, a swanky new location at the Ashford Picture House. Brand new.
I need to go there. The Picture House is brand new.
Yeah, and it's the digital meetup. So great conversation, light refreshment, epic speakers, and popcorn. This month is a tale of two mics as we welcome Mike Hacker, that's Hacks of Prisma Broadcasting, who'll be talking about how to leverage video in the attention economy. And the other Mike, Mike Orchard from Skillsive, a company that specializes in creating pop-up digital project teams. So basically that's Wednesday the 20th of February.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, what I wanted to say about the digital meetups, because you've been to them as well.
Yes, I spoke at one.
You spoke at them.
Yeah.
It's for the digital world, so yes. For people that work in digital or use digital, but it's also for people who are interested in learning yes. what's new and coming in the digital world and what's going on.
It's a really informal, relaxed environment as well, which I really like, because I find that a lot of networking events are typically, you know, it's a sit-down meal.
It's very much a format.
Yeah, it's a very formal affair.
No full English breakfast on this one.
No, no, exactly. Like when I went to the one in Folkestone, which was fantastic, hosted by Shoti Koka.
Yeah.
And there was we just had Domino's and kind of, you know, some beer, and, you know, I didn't drink because I was driving, but there was beer available, and it's just a nice informal environment.
Hang on. You're calling it a digital meetup, but really it's just for the guys to get together and play Domino's and drink beer.
Eat Domino's. Not play Domino's.
Oh, Domino's pizza.
Yeah, Domino's pizza.
Domino's.
There's a good gender mix of these events, though. So it's not just guys.
No, no, there's a lot of fantastic women in digital there as well.
Good.
Speaking to a lot of them, they really, really know what they're talking about. And yeah. It's fantastic to see that, just across the board, that we've got some fantastic digital people across Kent.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. I'm hoping to go to the one in
Ashford.
In Ashford, because for two reasons, I want to check out the Picture House. And we've had a tweet from AM Marketing. Amy's put up. We're talking about obviously what Google shows up, and she said, "Or if you change your hair." So obviously, Google. Amy looks a lot different now, so she's got lots of different photos of her up of her different style of hair. And Tracy Ferguson said that website sounds interesting. If you're actually listening, Amy, can you tweet us what the website is? If not, I'll tweet Amy and say, can you give us the website? Because it is actually interesting. Because also what you can do is you can block that. So you can block Google from finding out, trying to do that from you. And it's been good actually to know how to do that.
Yeah, Tracy just asked for that as well.
Yeah. So we'll find that out. What else have we got?
We've got one coming up for, but we'll do that at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, do that at the end of the show. So
that's the Digital Women Live.
The Digital Women Live. So most people should know that on the 8th of March is International Women's Day. Now, what's happening more and more frequently now as the years passed is not only do we like to, it's a typical women thing really, not only do we like to celebrate the one day of being International Women's Day, it's now International Women's Day week. So there's an event going on literally pretty much the whole first 2 weeks of March. We have got the Digital Women event coming up, which we'll tell you about in a little bit. But also on the Friday, the 8th of March, I am super duperly excited about this one, and you'll guess why in a minute. Butterflies Events is teaming up with the Aspinall Foundation to invite you to the stunning Port Lim.
Fantastic.
I haven't been there for a while. Actually, I was there the other day at a meeting, but I haven't done an event there. So it's really nice, actually. As I mentioned before, I've been teaming up with Jane Michotte, who is the Director of Fundraising at Aspinall Foundation. And we are bringing together something completely different for International Women's Day. It's about celebrating women in business, about being inspired, and about networking with other fabulous women. We've got a panel of amazing women lined up. So next week, we're going to release our full panel. But we have got a global director from Shell. We have an elephant keeper from Howlett's.
That's awesome.
That is just awesome. We have an employment law and HR specialist lawyer Guess who that is?
Is that Gemma?
Yeah. We have Jane Michotte herself, who's going to be hosting the panel, who has a very big history of working within corporate and also championing women in business. And we're working on a couple of other great women to add to that panel. So it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be a mixture. It's going to be, the word we use for it is interactive, because it's going to be really interactive discussions about the problems that women face, the barriers that some women are still facing.
I tell you who may be interested in that, and I'm happy to say this on air. When I was working with Microsoft, they have one of the biggest women in business fronts within their business, and they support it wholly. And they have a lot of great women who are looking to kind of help out charities and do more things. So it may be worth just getting in touch and seeing it, because there's so many great women in business kind of groups able to bring them together for that is awesome.
Yeah, but it's going to be, I'll get their details and we'll try and get them there as well. But it is great. It's going to be a great event. And of course, we're going to Port Lim, so there will be a safari involved in the day somewhere. How can we not?
Well, the safari you organised last year was awesome.
It was
exactly.
Yeah,
it was a great networking event, and we went on a safari. You cannot miss it. And what's really lovely about going to Port Lim, if you go at different times of years, you always see different things, because obviously animals are out at different times. They've just moved to the lions. So Lion Lodge is now open.
Oh, wow.
So you can sleep next to the lions.
Yeah, it's Wolf Lodge for me.
That was the one
I saw.
But there's so much. Anyway, we digress, as we always do. If you are interested, ladies, the early bird tickets are available just for another couple of weeks. So it's normally £45 for the full day, lunch and all the activities. But if you get in early, the early bird is £39. If you go to butterfliesevents.co.uk/IWD event and all the details, and you can book on there.
That's really good value.
I'll tell you, I'm just so excited. Not just because it's Port Lim. The women we've got coming, it's really nice, because we've got a combination of women coming down from London as well, and business women from Kent. So it's going to be a nice combination. Sorry, guys. We'll have to do a man's day event as well.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
No. No, exactly. Double standards and everything, but it just wouldn't work.
No.
Anyway, we're running a little bit late in the show because we're just so busy chatting today, which is great. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to have a quick tip from Mark. And then we're going to be hearing from Ben. Now, I chose this song this morning for you guys. Do you know what it is? Have a listen. Tonight.
Like it.
Good one.
Yeah, it's good. Don't stop me now.
I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now. Don't stop me. Cause I'm having a good time.
Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting. your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. We actually had to stop. Don't stop me now because we're running so late because we haven't stopped chatting all. And it's normally, you know, they say girls chat a lot, but you know, you men chat as much as we do.
It's an equal opportunities chat.
Absolutely. But you are listening, in case you wondered, to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk.
On the 1st of February 2019.
I know. /2 on February the 1st. It's the 1st, everybody. Here we go for another month. I am joined in the studio by our fabulous co-host is a new name for you. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, the C-suite is a co-host, Mark Goldfinch. And our guest today is the young Ben Abbott. One day I'll lose that. He's so sweet. From Maximum Media. So let's get straight into it because clock is ticking on us today. Mark, every week now we're going to do an expert spot from our co-host because you all have amazing skills and knowledge in your industries. So you're going to give us a tip today for our listeners and their businesses.
I am. I'm going to keep it quite simple because it's the first one of the year.
And because I sprung it on him.
Slightly, but it's top of mind all the time for me anyway. And it is basically, so I relaunched my website. So I relaunched my kind of business website this month called Goldfinch Digital. .co.uk. So go and have
it. It looks great, by the way. I had a look when you launched it.
Thanks, yeah,
I
appreciate it.
Love it.
So, strategy.
Yes.
Now, that's a word that turns everybody off.
Yes.
All it is making a plan. Here we are. We've just come through January. We're still at the top of the year. If you don't get your editorial calendar, whatever you want to call it, your content calendar, your way, or the key dates through the year sorted out now, do that now, basically. So, my tip today is basically sort your dates out for the rest of the year. What events are you going to? What can you tweet about? What channels are you going to put messages out on? What are you going to put on your website? What shows are you going to listen to, like the Business Bunker Extra Show and the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday?
Exactly.
What planet? Sit down with a spreadsheet, with a book, with one of these wall planners that you stick on the wall. But whatever you do, sit down, plan your dates, and then create your communications content accordingly.
And what's the benefit of doing that?
A, you can anticipate in advance. So if you're going to one of the great events that we've just announced, what you can do is basically organise who else is going. So you can connect with those people on social media ahead of the event. Then you can say that you're going to the event, which creates a bit of a buzz around what you're doing. It's all free.
Yep.
You know. But if you're not planning it, you forget and it doesn't get done. So this is it's the simplest thing that you could possibly do.
It is really important.
Yeah, have it on your day calendar. Or I've got to send a tweet about that today because it's our first anniversary or our fifth anniversary of trading. You know, have all these key dates to hand and then do something about them.
Fantastic. Good tip there, people. Just quickly, we've had a tweet from at Health Get Social. Hello, Davinia. She's very excited that she can tune in this week. So we're going to give you a big shout out, Health Get Social, on the Twitter. And she's very interested in, she's never heard of a Chief Hearts Officer before. I think they just made that one up, to be honest.
VaynerMedia did a press release that they've, and this was about a year ago, maybe longer, that the Chief Hearts Officer is there. And now more companies are looking to do that as well, as, you know, we start to care more about our employees rather than revenue.
And that's Gary Vaynerchuk, isn't it?
Yes, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, interesting.
AM Marketing. So,
Amy's given us the link. So the URL is adssetting.google.com.
adssettings.google.com.
Yeah, and sometimes it comes up with some very interesting results. Indeed it does. Amy gave a talk at the end of last year at an event, and one of the guys actually admitted that it came up with lingerie and ladies' underwear on his what he likes to look at. And he admitted that in a room full of women. Hello. But anyway, interesting.
It's very generous about giving gifts.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. Or good at taking subtle hints. See, subtle hints. Works. Go on somebody's computer and do some searching with their Google and then it will come up. Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. No.
No.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk with Ben more detail now. Obviously, we've been having great conversations already in the show, which is great. So just recap, okay, because
yes.
She was on last year. So we've met Maximum Media, but you've now had a full year in business.
Yes, yeah. It was our year anniversary on January 2nd.
Exactly.
We're still afloat.
Still going.
So we're still going. And it's one thing I would like to share, actually. And this is one thing that I think people glorify entrepreneurship way too much. And they, on their Instagram page, they say, you know, running a business is amazing. You know, everything is fantastic all the time. They're lying. is a complete lie. And yeah, it's crazy. No, I know
it's a positivity bias.
Yeah,
basically, it's this marketing speak. Everything's got to be great.
Yeah,
we talked about this actually because this actually causes a few problems for, you know, what do you do if things aren't going too well?
Yes,
because you can't sort of lose face by saying, well, actually, I'm having a really great month. But actually, you know, you should be able to do that. You should be able to share.
And that's the thing. You don't have to give details. And I will tell you guys, last year, I will be completely honest. Now, I don't mind. It's my business. Last year, I made more mistakes than I probably ever have in my entire life. And I have learned from every single one of those mistakes. And, you know, being able to grow the business to what it is now, I've got some fantastic clients. You know, our branding is doing quite well across Kent, which I'm happy about. And now the big push is to go across the UK as we, you know, as we kind of diversify a lot more in our product offerings. But it's been a wild ride. Like I said, I've lost like a patch of my beard from stress. it's grey now. And I'm like 26. I shouldn't be grey already.
See, that's why he's the young man.
Yeah. And but you know, being able to grow the business is fantastic, and I would always recommend that people take the leap. But just know it's not everything that people say it is. You have to make what you want out of it, and you know, there will be times where you think that you're not going to be able to do it, but just keep pushing.
Keep doing it.
That's right.
So do give us a quick brief. What do Maximum Media do?
Yes. So we are effectively, we're a voice marketing agency. We specialize in voice technologies. So as you're listening to us today, you know, we do a lot of podcast work, and we're really pushing in the boundaries into work with the Amazon Alexa and voice technologies like voice search devices, where you rank on your phone if you speak into it, you know, who is Mark Goldfinch? And you know, being able to
go in Dunedin in New Zealand,
exactly. And you know, if you ask who is Maximum Media, then you know the Irish company comes up as opposed to myself. And that's technology that we're working on to effectively better ourselves and our rankings.
How do you get the rankings?
Yeah, we have to understand that if you ask Alexa anything, they give you one answer. And that is effectively the gold rush of our century right now, is that how do we rank in that top one? And if we can't rank in that top one because it's just unfeasible, then how do we work around that? And that's a lot of the work that we've been taking on recently, is that, you know, working with businesses to effectively create almost very similar to a content strategy, mixed with a bit of SEO and, you know, search engine optimization and a lot of, you know, blended campaigns, so to speak, where we're able to kind of help them raise their profile a lot more across voice devices.
And I guess that's the thing now, isn't it? That this is current. This is now where,
yes,
we're at with what we need to do for marketing our business, is we need to be looking at the effectiveness of voice. And
well, I think, Ben, Maximum Media is ahead of the curve here.
Yeah, because, exactly.
You know, although we know that it's coming,
yeah,
you know, you've been in business a year, you could see,
yes,
that. So you were an early adopter.
Yes,
you
know, yeah, massively.
Value, you can see the value of it. So basically, you know, our listeners here are getting a real heads up about what is coming down the line towards us all.
Yeah, and I think one of the most worrying things is that people seem to, as business owners, and, you know, myself, you tend to kick things down the road a little bit. You think, well, it's not important to me. Do you know, there was a recent study done, and 1 in 10 households have an Alexa in the UK. So just imagine.
That was really weird, because my next question was going to be, and I was going to get Paul to do the statistics on this, and how many Alexa devices, so 1 in 10.
So the 1 in 10, and this was at the beginning of last year. So bear in mind that this would have changed by now, but there hasn't been a recent update as of yet. This was February last year, actually, yeah, that this survey was done. And this was 1 in 10 in a UK household. So imagine putting your business into 1 out of 10 every household in the UK.
And I guess there must be a percentage of people that have the Google.
This was just for the Amazon Alexa. Yeah, yeah. But you have to understand that there's more offerings. You know, there's the Apple HomePod, I believe it is. I can never remember the Apple one name.
Funny that, isn't it? Nobody's interested in the Apple one.
they price themselves out of the market a little bit, I think. But, you know, with the Google Home device. Yeah, massively. Google Home. you know, that standard SEO practices. But here's a tip that I'd like to give everybody. Obviously, Alexa is the biggest voice search device that we have right now, aside from our smartphones. So when you're looking at that, what you have to understand is that we are typically pumping a lot of money into Google SEO because that is the, you know, that's the search engine we want to be on. But Amazon actually uses Bing.
Really?
Yeah. Amazon has its own search functionality. And if you would like, to anybody here, I can give you what you rank, if you rank at all, on Amazon Alexa for completely free. I'm happy to do that.
Guess what we'll be doing after the show.
and it effectively gives you a rank in the world and how Alexa ranks you correctly. They also, if Alexa doesn't rank you, then it goes straight to Bing to try and find out who you are. So if you ask Alexa, you know, how many people... So if you ask Alexa, let's say if you ask Alexa for a marketing company in Kent, then who's going to come up?
Maximum Media, obviously.
Well, we're getting there. And that's the thing is that, you know, standard SEO practices come up anyway. So, you know, you should be actively looking at your search engine optimization. But also you have to start looking about where you rank on voice search devices. And, you know, if you're a plumber, you need to be on there because this is how people are going to do it. You know, if you're an estate agency, you have to start looking at if somebody goes, Alexa, where's my nearest open house? Your brand needs to be on there first about all of your open houses and where you want to sell this. This is a grand opportunity for any business in any industry. It's just figuring out how to utilize it. And don't think of it as a sales tool. Think of it as another option of like a social media platform where you have to provide value.
So Paul has come back to us now. Thank you, Paul, with the statistics. Apparently 40% of homes now has a smart speaker from all suppliers.
Yeah.
40% of
homes.
Is
that worldwide or is that the UK?
I would guess that's the UK, is it, Paul? Can you... UK, and how much does that equate to in numbers? How many homes are there in the UK? Come on, do your work.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Billions, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's billions. The thing. And, you know, America, it's even more than that. So if you're a global company or at least trade overseas, across Europe, you know, there's more households than there are, you know, not across the world. So
I think there's two things in favour of the rapid adoption of this, basically. It's labour saving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a key... You know, for any mass market adoption of these technologies, it has to be a game changer in terms of ease of use.
Yes.
And the voice is, of course.
Effectively, the biggest sales technique to any business owner is time. How can you give them that time back? Because people spend money on things that save them time.
Yes.
You know, that's why we have virtual PAs. That's why that whole industry is there. The voice search devices... It allows us to save that time and also interact with it whilst we're in the car, which is something we can't do normally. So you can't sit in the car and go, where's the nearest plumber on your phone? Because you'll get pulled over and, you know, you'll get fined. But a lot of cars now, you effectively have the option of Alexa or Google, which one do you want?
Yeah, Paul's got 10 million homes have them. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
10 million.
10 million. Huge, but that just, it's just to put already. You in the concept and the mindset of, I mean, we've got three, but that's the concept, isn't it? So,
do they provide the same answers?
Well, funny enough, I don't know. I mean, they're all Alexa. We've got an Alexa Echo, and then we've got Alexa on two Fire Sticks.
Yes.
In the house, so you can only do a certain amount.
There's
with
three
the fire
of you,
sticks.
So you could actually do a test.
We could ask questions, but then also Alexa. One thing with Alexa, you have to fill it with. What they're called, they're not apps, they're skills.
Yeah,
but they work
exactly the same as your smartphone app. So you download the skill on there,
yeah,
and effectively, you know, I have downloaded this and I'm not ashamed to say it. My Alexa sounded like Darth Vader for a day, and then I got really bored of it. And because there's a skill that allows you to effectively speak to Darth Vader, and then you have to turn it off.
I need to go home and play with my Alexa because I do use
but there's
the
so much, and this is one of the most depressing things I've ever said. And but one of the main searched skill for Alexa was for Alexa to say goodnight back to you,
yeah.
And you think when, in the grand scheme of things, you know, when you've got people of the older generation, and actually most of the population using this is of a buying age in business. You know, it's between, you know, 30 to 60.
Yeah.
You know, there's, and they are who you believe would never use this technology. That's who have it in their home, and that's who are speaking to it as if it's their friend.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because I guess a lot of people would expect it to be the younger generation that are adopting this, but it's not.
Well, the younger generation, from the studies, the younger generation interact more with voice on their smartphone.
Yeah.
Whereas the older generation typically deal with it in their homes.
Yeah.
So we need to have a look at exactly who your market is for a start, which you should already know in business, the type of people you want to be speaking to, and then effectively, you know, whether you want to search more on Google, because I have an Android phone, so there's two voice search devices. There's Bixby, which is the Samsung one, or there's Google.
Oh, is that what that is? It keeps popping up. Yes. For me, so I'm like, what are you?
Yeah, so Bixby. I love the name Bixby, by the way. That's a great kind of virtual butler name. But so you need to have a look at whether it's smartphone or, you know, or home console device.
So is it, what can you do then to ensure that you get good coverage across the devices and across what you use? So obviously, for example, as you say, people predominantly focus on Google rankings.
Yes.
But you've already said Amazon predominantly uses Bing.
Yes.
So, and then it's all about your SEO and your search words and things like that, which builds that ranking. So if your ranking is up within the search engines, well then Alexa pick up or Google pick up on it.
Yeah, so from my understanding, and we've been working with the Alexa kind of search engine for a while now, trying to figure out the best ways of utilizing it. So it kind of does a sweep across Bing and its own search optimization, so you can understand where you are. But just remember, if you are not number one, it will not answer.
But then that's going to be really hard, isn't it? For the millions of people that are going to be using it.
So this
how can you guarantee you're going to be number one?
This is why you can't.
No.
And everybody's going to try and pitch you over the next 5 to 10 years that they can get you to number one. The reality is they can't.
SEO from 10 years ago.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly the same. They can't. And the reason why is because corporates will pay 1,000 times more than you will to get onto that top spot.
You'll always be outbid.
Yes, you'll always be outbid. So our tactic and what we've been starting to do with our clients is effectively you build a skill that's worth people coming to use it. So you have to provide value. If you're a B&Q, why not have a skill that allows people to ask how to hang a picture? You know, what do I need to put this on the wall? What shelf, you know, what unit do I need to host this? Or, you know, and make it interactable. So you're actually providing value. And this should be what you're doing anyway in all of your content. Provide value, stop sales pitching.
Yeah.
But
little dig there, I think.
But in terms of the value-based proposition that you have to have on voice is that people have to interact with you. And even if it is a Darth Vader voiceover where you get 5 minutes, but if they're selling advertising on that, they're making a fortune.
I think it's one of these where, you know, the technology now exists and it's getting adoption.
Yes.
So like apps, basically, it's, you know, skills will come along.
Yeah.
And a secondary market will appear.
Yes.
So I think actually you will...
Sorry, we just had a tweet come through from Chris at Taking Off. He said, try this. Everybody's got Alexa. Try this. Alexa, intruder alert. And then it will come up with first action, floor lamp turn on. Second action, set volume to 10. Third action, say resistance if futile, time to die.
But speaking about that, I'm connected with a few of the Alexa developers on LinkedIn now, and they've just released that you can effectively, your fire alarm can be connected to Alexa. Mm. So it will alert you in your bedroom, even if you can't hear it. So it will give your fire alarm through your Alexa to wake you up. So it doesn't impact the fire alarm itself, but actually it gives you that notice in every room in the house if you can't necessarily hear it. Which, you know, these technological advancements are fantastic. But aside from that, this is a business platform. And it can be business to business if done correctly.
Yeah, so that's... Sorry, we completely got distracted by Chris's tweet there. But so the benefit for businesses is going to be to create and have a skill made for their business.
Yes.
So when we discussed this before when I first met you, and so for example, for me, for events, I could have an events skill, which then not just having my events loaded on it. Alexa, what events happening in Kent next week? And it will tell you what events
effectively,
happening.
You know, that's a business on its own. It's no different to selling advertising space. So you've effectively created a micro economy within a skill that you've... you know, effectively you're using to push your own business and your own events, but you've created a micro economy that people are paying to get featured higher for their events. And that's just one example of what you know is available to businesses, is that you create micro economies in there. You know, if somebody came up with, and you know, don't do it because I'm looking at it right now, but this is some free advice. If somebody came up with the Kent skill as an example, and the command for Alexa is what's going on in Kent business, you know, your business wants to be first.
Yeah.
Or, you know, who's the best marketing company in Kent? People will pay for that spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So look at it. Don't look at what you can do to rank higher on the voice.
No, it's important to look at your SEO anyway.
And
important to rank high, at least on the first page of Google and Bing. But you have to understand that you're not going to win that race. In the short term, you might be able to, but somebody will outbid you, because as a small business, we just don't have the funds to be able to match a Microsoft, a Samsung, a McDonald's, or, you know, if you look at restaurants in the area, McDonald's will probably pay Amazon millions to be able to go, well, there's five McDonald's around the corner from you. You're like, oh, well, all right then.
I mean, the logical extension of this is that basically there cannot just be one.
No.
They can't. Basically, that is a market killer.
Yeah.
It's not actually a market enabler.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, what you're going to get is secondary listings.
Yes.
Of, you know, the top 10. You know, give me the top 10. Give me the top 15 of, you know, or give me the 15 closest. Give me the five closest. You know, like on the first page of search results, basically, there might be 10 listings.
Yes.
But nobody ever looks beyond the first page.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it's in extremis.
Yeah.
And these voice search... it must go down the same route.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that remember that the artificial...
corporate businesses will hoover up all the top spots.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
And just remember that artificial intelligence, if I can say it correctly, it's...
Say it again?
No. Artificial intelligence. I get better with every try. So with the state that it's in right now, the voice search devices, they're quite primitive. You know, we're only touching the surface of what they're actually able to do. And, you know, it only takes them to come out with the Alexa 2.0, where it talks to us as if it's an artificial intelligence, fully artificial as well. So it's like we're talking to a human. Because right now it is quite primitive. You know, Alexa, open this. Alexa, do this for me. Whereas, you know, if you're able to have that human connection with the device, which isn't that far away...
Which is quite scary, isn't it?
You know, you're able to have these conversations further, and it will understand you more and therefore give you feedback on that understanding.
It's only going to improve.
Exactly.
It is. Now, we have fast running out of time now. We're coming to the end of the show, but I just have to make a point. I bet most people use Alexa as much as I do. Alexa, play Channel Radio, talk to the radio on TuneIn, or play Hot Radio.
Yes.
And that's about as much as I use Alexa to play the radio for me. I don't utilize it to the skills it already has. And I guess that's a lot of people do that with
technology. We'll learn. We'll just absorb and incorporate into our lives.
Nobody used apps at the beginning.
What exactly?
You know, you just used your phone and text.
Exactly.
Nobody used Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben, so much for coming on and sharing with us again. It was great. And I just love all this, you know, where we're going with the future. And that's hence why we quickly, rapidly go into the event that Ben and I are running in September. So you've got a little bit of while, but put the date in your diary. Thursday, the 26th of September, is the Tech Expo UK Southeast, the first ever event of its kind in the Southeast, a full-day exhibition for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run, build and grow their businesses with the power of technology.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. Go to the website techexpouk.com.
And we have some fantastic speakers as well.
Next week we're launching the speakers. It's going to be awesome. We have come to the end of another show. Blimey, how fast did that go? Seriously, and people say about how slow time is. It goes so fast. Next week on the show, I am joined by the lovely Julie Daniel from Chic Stylist. She is back again. I won't put her so much on the spot next week, promise, Julie. And our guests are going to be Kate and Keith Merrin from Athelbrae. So we're going to be hearing about them and their training. Unfortunately, Mark, we ran out of time, so we'll give a shout out for that event next week, because I do
that's
literally...
the 11th of March.
11th of March. Another date for your diary. Live. Digital Women in Live.
Or Live Women Digital.
Live, yeah. Digital Women in Business Live. Do listen in on Tuesday to Paul's show. He has another great lineup of guests. We'll be back next week. Thank you,
he's got
Ben.
He's got a former co-host of this
he
show.
He's got Chris Pollard on next week. And thank you, I'm about to call you Chris then. Thank you, Mark, for joining us. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Now.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.